What's up, man? Welcome to J.O. The Beat! Beat Slayer, Anchor FM, trying this new thing out. I am J.O. The Beat Slayer. I'm a hip-hop artist here in New York City. And I decided to make this for all my artists out there that want to be heard, that are struggling right now because they feel like how I feel. You know, you see where you want to be, and it seems so far, and then you feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe people are more talented, maybe, I don't know, man, I don't know, it's hard to explain. With me, I feel, you know, maybe I do need better beat selection. My lyrics is good, maybe I need to work on my flow, maybe I need to adjust to how the times are, but then another part of me is like, you know what, fuck all that, I can just do whatever I want, I can make my own lane, I don't gotta follow anything these freaking, you know, what the media tries to make it seem like, all the top musicians, and meanwhile there's so many other, you know, little independent musicians that make a really good living off of music that we don't even know who they are, and they travel and they tour and stuff like that. You know, so, but it's a struggle because when you're in the starving artist position, as myself and millions of others, you're not looking at it like the independents, because the independents are not put in your face all the time. You know, the mainstream artists are put in your face all the time. Like, for example, tomorrow's the Grammys. I'm in New York City and it's gonna be at Madison Square Garden, and I've decided I'm gonna go over there. I'm going to go over there. I mean, of course, I'm probably not going to be able to go inside the Grammys. But I want to go over there and I want to feel that energy, you know. I remember I went to they had like the MTV Awards at the Barclays a couple years ago. And, you know, just to be out there with that, you know, just to see artists trying to, like, you know, sell their music and just people out just trying, because they know there's gonna be a lot of people out there just trying to, you know, hustle and, you know, sell what they got and whatnot. Like, it was dope. It was good to be around. I seen Tiger, the dude, the rapper Tiger. He was like on a motorbike or whatever. He's doing Papa Wheelies and stuff. Like, it looked cool, you know what I mean? Like, he like, I'm in Brooklyn, you know, motorbike, doing Papa Wheelies. Everyone looked like, it was just a crazy energy, and it was beautiful outside, and, you know, I'm interested of how it's gonna be when I go there, tomorrow, so, that's gonna be interesting. I'm going to Atlanta in March. Oh, let me talk about myself. You know, y'all don't even know who I am, anything about me. J.O. Beat Slayer, follow me on Instagram, YouTube. YouTube probably be the best because you can scroll all the way down and then work your way up and you can kind of get an idea of the kind of artist I am. I started rapping a long time ago, but my first YouTube video dates back to 2009. So it's almost been 10 years since I did my first YouTube video. Yeah, I know. We'll talk about that later. But I do have about 60 videos online. It's not like I did one video and waited. You know, I have been very consistent. Yeah, I've been on BET 106 in Park. I won. That's what a lot of people know me for that 1 week. That I beat this guy. It's online. Interstate Facts, whatever. J.O. The Beat Slayer versus him, so that's online. You can check that out if you really want to see me battle. And you know, since then I've been on my grind, I guess. A lot of trial and error. I'm at the point where I'm probably the most knowledgeable, and I know exactly what I want and what I want to do. And I feel like I actually got it now. Like I kind of understand like what I have to do now. You know, took me about 10 years to realize it, you know, but still, you never know. I mean, I still feel like, about myself. So, yeah, that's me. And, hit me up. Let me know how you feel about this, clip. Peace.